After a successful trilogy, DreamWorks brings another installment of the unlikely Dragon Warrior.
Being the Dragon Warrior, it's who I am! Skidoosh!
The aptly named Kung Fu Panda 4 follows Po as he battles a new villain, a shape-shifting sorcerer seeking the powers of the Kung Fu Masters.
Who's that?
The most powerful shape-shifting sorceress, the Chameleon.
How do I find this? The Chameleon.
The first Kung Fu Panda was a pleasant surprise, and the sequels have been decent continuations of the one-joke story. The series manages to juggle the new characters picked up along the way, making it better than most for a fourth film.
It is time to take the next step on your journey.
The cast is quite good, led by an always energetic Jack Black, with Bryan Cranston and James Hong showing a surprising level of chemistry. However, Awkwafina is a bit overexposed right now and wore on my nerves.
You sound surprised. Is it surprising?
The animation continues to impress, with slick anime-inspired action elements, and all the cuddly animal characters make it a good bet for families.
Silence makes our tummies tingle!
Still, the premise is a bit of a stretch this time around, and that's saying something for a series based on a fat panda who learns kung fu.
Stand back. I'm gonna kick my butt.
I'm not sure how many more of these the studio can milk out of the idea, but this one remains clever and fun. Kung Fu Panda 4 gets 3 dumplings out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.